Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think this is starting to get a little bit out of control. There's a clip here of Chet Holmgren coming up here where he is very complimentary of Alex Caruso, where I think, you know, Alex Caruso, I mean, he's a bona fide gamer, man. You got to give him credit. Like I think a lot of people made fun of him and his look when he first got into the NBA and, hey, he looks kind of soft. You're like, nah, man, he's pretty hard. He can get after you. And I don't think anybody's joking about him anymore. Chet Holmgren, he got very defensive of him last night after the Oklahoma City Thunder Game 2 win to even the NBA Finals at 1-1.
Chet, how would you explain or describe Caruso's energy levels for a 30-year-old man?
Don't disrespect our GOAT like that, man. He's one of those guys who you know is going to bring it every single night.
He did have 20 last night in that win. Played 27 minutes. I think he's thinking energy levels. You're like, oh, well, you're like an end of the bench guy. I think they feel highly about him. But are you bringing him in for Darius Garland, Anthony, himself, off the NBA Finals team that's probably going to win the championship this year?
No, I'm talking about players.
Okay, players like him. So
yeah,
that's
players that can be like
him. Hold on for a second. Like, you are, I got Darius Garland. I know who Darius Garland is, good and bad. I know who Darius is. You're going to bring in an also-ran from another team? I mean, because Chet Holmgren, you get defensive over Alex Caruso. I'm not bringing in Alex Caruso. I'm bringing in a player like him. Good.
Well, that's why Jalen Suggs is a very, very similar. And actually, Suggs has been much better offensive player over his career than Alex Caruso. But Suggs can't stay healthy. So, look, you're not bringing in perfect players. No teams are offering up their perfect wing for Darius Garland. Because this is a league where you want those wings. Oklahoma City and, you know, to some extent, the Indiana Pacers, they have all those players. You know, the Boston Celtics did too. You know, Boston just with their injury situation, and they were lose that series anyway. But there's only a few teams that seem to have hoarded all these types of players that you want that can play both ends.
Yeah.
And I think here's part of my larger rationale. The Cavs have a lot of usage tied up. When I say usage, I'm talking about the guys that have the ball in their hands, they have a lot of usage tied up to Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland. Well, what have we said all along? That this team is really going to be contenders when Evan Mobley becomes the best player on this team, or at least close to it.
Uh-huh.
Can that happen?
No.
With Darius and Donovan monopolizing the ball as much as they do?
No, it can't. You were right. Yes.
So, you know, here's part of what I try to say, because I'm getting asked in every direction. Wait a second. You're telling me if Jalen Suggs is on the team and not Darius, where's the scoring come from? The whole point is that Evan Mobley has to become that guy.
Yeah.
You want your unicorn to be a guy that has the ball in his hands, initiates some of the offense. Don't we all think he's capable of doing that more and more each and every year? I didn't see a guy that could guard him in the Pacers series. Yet,
About Evan?
Yes. Why did Evan Mobley take the third most shots in the series? Why was it Evan Mobley? Why was Darius Garland taking as many shots if he was injured still in the games that he played? Why was he still taking more shots than Evan Mobley? So I think in a way, the two guards are blocking Evan Mobley from becoming what we think
he can
become. Well,
damn it, he's got to be able to step up and say something for himself then now, doesn't he? Does he not? Is it? Am I being too cheap about it? Am I not thinking it through? Can he stand in there and say that he needs the ball more? Can he not? I mean, we've had to have guys before yelling about other guys getting the ball. I'm sorry to be getting all mad at everybody. It's just, good God almighty, folks, think about what we're talking about here. I got a guy who covers the team as closely as anybody does anymore who's telling me that Darius Garland has to go. Okay, well, he's not telling me. He's telling our Earl the Pearl and Spencer German. Okay, what am I getting for him? Because some of the names that you're mentioning here, it's not Luka Doncic, for crying out loud. But I'm good. Lord almighty. It's sounding more
but
and more.
That's what
it's
I need, Kenny.
Sounding more and more like Wayne Embry and Ron Harper all over again, man. I mean, you make a trade like that and you don't get to where you need to go. Heaven help us all, because the front office is the one that made the decision and we're the ones that ended up paying the fiddler for it. I understand they're a disappointment. We didn't get to where we needed to go, but damn it, Tone. This is incredibly crazy stuff we're talking about here.
TJ McConnell this year averaged 9 points a game. Alex Caruso is a career 7 point a game player. I'd rather have both these guys in a playoff series than Darius Garland. So no, by the name, you're not going to win a trade with Darius Garland. You're going to be upset if they were to trade Darius Garland for, and they'd get other things.
You know,
they would get those guys and other things in these types of trades that we're talking about. I don't think it's not just a straight up Jalen Suggs trade. That wouldn't even work financially.
You're getting more. I will tell you this. If they trade for Jalen Suggs or anybody else, and it's Darius Garland, I'm going to have to go the day they make it. I know how this works. I'm not going to lose my mind the day they make it. I'm going to say it's a fair warning for everything that's about to happen, because if you don't get any further, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear anything about it. And I will sit here. I will save my screaming and my yelling for next spring, because that takes a lot of faith to trade away a two-time All-Star, household name in this city. And I know he's got his drawbacks. I get that. But you trade a household name in this city for who? Who? You're Mr. Basketball on this station. You're our basketball guy. You better earn it then, because I'm coming after you with both barrels if this doesn't go our way. He is a tremendous, he doesn't do great defensively, but he's a tremendous basketball player. And trading that away for this type of stuff, that's a scary scenario, friends. Eric in Akron, hello.
Hey, good morning. So I got a couple things for Anthony. One, as far as defensive liability, let's talk about that first. I think in the modern NBA, they use a series of high screens to get the matchup they want. They don't just do it to Garland. They did it to Jared Allen against the Pacers when they put Halliburton on roller skates. Okay, so my second part of this is, if we trade Garland, who's going to bring the ball up in the playoffs? Because clearly they don't trust Porter enough to do it. So how are we going to do this exactly? Are we going to wear out Mitchell bringing it up? Are we going to trust Evan Mobley to bring the ball up? Like, we're still going to be wanting for a point guard, because we saw when Garland was out, we couldn't get the ball up the floor. So I don't understand the logic here of how this works from a basketball point of view. Like, at the end of the day, you need a point guard and a capable point guard to run your offense. Garland is really good at that if healthy.
I watched seven different guys bring up the ball for Indiana and Oklahoma City last night. I mean, no, those teams do not care who brings the ball up. I mean, SGA is the guy the ball lands in his hands, but I watch. They don't care. They outlet the ball. They get it across. It happened in one obvious example when we gave up that lead in game two and guys were gassed and they could have used Darius. There's no doubt. The whole point of this is not to act like Darius is just worthless. He's an amazing player. And for the first 3 months of the year, he was one of the best point guards in the league. Now, he regressed big time the last 2 months. And then again, it's another playoff season where this wasn't even necessarily his fault, but he just has not been able to be that. I talk about guys, and you heard Doris Burke has talked about this, the playoff risers, the guys that hit another level, the guys like Alex Caruso, right? Drew Holiday. These guys have been in their careers. There are players out there that we may not even be talking about right now, but that because of their either athleticism, their length, their toughness, their grit, other things that we try to wrap our arms around, that help you in the playoffs. Unfortunately, Darius has just not been that guy. And quite frankly, we know defensively he's been a liability. He also hasn't been good on offense. What is he giving you? For all the money he's making, what is he giving you in the playoffs?
And my second part of that is that, yeah, I mean, there's playoff guys like Neesmith. He can't make a three in the regular season, but he gets the playoffs and he goes crazy. But there has been guys that have the same time window as Mobley. I don't know that Mitchell has that time window, but Darius definitely does. Mm-hmm. So if you trade off Darius, are you confident that Mobley's going to make that step before Mitchell leaves? I just see it as kind of foolhardy and too immediate. I don't know. I'm nervous about it, especially with the second apron.
I got Thank you. It's really tough. It does underscore this is not easy. It isn't like this is an easy thing to trade Darius and to guarantee that your team is going to be better. In fact, I'll make the argument, like, if they traded for Jalen Suggs, who has health issues himself, durability issues, there's no doubt. But if you traded for him, my guess is you're going to win less games in the regular season. And fans won't like that either.
I'm going to get to more of you guys. I just think it feels just reckless to me. It feels irresponsible. 216-474-0092.
How would you feel if they just run it back and they get eliminated in the second round again in a bad Eastern Conference?
You know what? Let me tell you that when we come back. It's Ken Carmen. It's Tone Master General. Fans are really split. There's definitely fans. I mean, one guy tweeted at me. He'd have Darius Garland out of here on the first thing smoking if they were going to trade him for Jalen Suggs. And I said, okay, what are you going to do with the other 67 games in the playoffs that he's not able to play? Because you guys think that you guys all call Darius Garland the Tin Man. Jalen Suggs has not played a lot of basketball recently.
Yeah, injuries. I think injuries have
He's had some big injuries.
You know, I was a huge Suggs fan coming out of college.
I know you were.
I think injuries have really derailed things for him in terms of offense. Defense, when he plays, he's unbelievable. I mean, he is the exact type of guy that you're seeing last night, you know, the Lou Dortz of the world, the Alex Caruso's, like, it feels like Oklahoma City's got nine guys that can do that, that can play that type of defense. I don't know how they ended up with all of them.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing. Kobe has amassed a really good basketball team here, Kobe Altman, but he doesn't have those guys. He doesn't have the wings. He doesn't have,
guys also contribute offensively, right? Because there's a guy that's been buried on our bench that used to be a starter that was supposed to be a defensive guy.
You're talking
Isaac
Coral.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guess what? Fanta actually agrees with me. John Fanta.
Finally.
Fox Sports. No, he's been trying to run Darius out of town for 2 years. He's like, I saw your tweet. I agree with you. He goes, the supposed returns are irresponsible. Yeah. Now, if you wanted to do like, again, it gets too crazy. I don't even know what works with the trade machine and what doesn't. But if we're talking, yeah, I'd kick around Durant. I don't think it would happen because he's from Phoenix. If you wanted to talk Giannis, yeah, obviously I'd drive to the airport and go get Giannis. Well, it's not even that far of a drive. I'll drive to Milwaukee for Giannis. And no, I won't stay there. And pick up Giannis and bring him back. 216-474-0092. Chad in Kirtland, home of the Hornets. He's next up on the Fan. Hello, Chad.
Hey, guys. We just weren't ready for playoff basketball. I agree with everyone. We got outcoached, and we were playing, if anyone has kids, we were playing high school basketball in an AAU environment, and we were not playing AAU ball. We got the right players, but no one was aggressive. I mean, Jared Allen needed to be aggressive. Throw Tristan Thompson in there and shake some things up and get in people's heads. I mean, Indiana was so hot, hitting everything. Let Tristan get in there and bang. I think we got the right players, but we weren't coaching properly for the way that the team was playing.
Well, I'll tell you this. And you brought up another thing here that I didn't answer the question. We came back. I said I would, and I didn't write it down, and I forgot, and you just reminded me of it, Chad. Thank you very much. I'm not sure about Tristan. I think he's a little bit long in the tooth, but he's willing to do those physical things that you're asking Jared Allen that he will not do. So I think that's what makes me more hesitant to move on from Darius Garland than Jared Allen. I'm more willing to move on from Jared Allen. Like, if we're going to have a movement with the core four, I think Jared Allen is an easier one to move on from. I think he might be harder to trade in some aspects, but I also think for the type of player you're looking for, I think he might be easier to trade. Because with Darius, I think it's very hard to move on. You asked me, what would I do if next April or May or whenever the hell the season ended, it's been over a month now, what would I do if we got to the second round and we lost again? Well, if I know exactly who they're trading for, I will stand there and go, no, I wasn't trading him for Jalen Suggs then, and I'm not trading him now, or whatever name that is there. I mean, if we found out that it was a package deal and we could have got Giannis or Kevin or something, like, okay, well, that's different. If you could, you know what? Even if you name names and you said Alex Caruso, because hell, you could sell me on that guy right now. I think it's easy. But to some, it's probably fish in a barrel because it's the finals. But some of these like names and things like that, I go, no. Like names do not mean as much as the actual names to me. Darius, I know that he can be, we can be critical of him, and with sometimes for very good reason. But I think that if we're talking about freakout moves, I think that this would be a freakout move. So, yeah, you know what? If they lose next year in the second round, if they keep things the status quo and they lose next year in the same round of the playoffs, go ahead and throw this audio right back in my face. Right back at me. And I'll have to deal with those words, because I'm not moving on from this group just because I'm mad that they lost to the Indiana Pacers.
Well, is,
making moves because I'm mad at guys is not a good thing to do. It's not going to be a winner in the long run.
It just depends, right? Like if Darius is never going to be a playoff performer, then we're going to wish
we got... How do I know he's never going to be a playoff performer? He's 25.
We're going to wish that we... I mean, he's been in the league 6 years, though. I mean, it's not like this was his second year in the league. Like Evan, this was his fourth year. This was, you know, another go around in the playoffs. You could see at times where he is doing things we had not seen him do before. Darius, I've seen his game. I know everything he can do. When he is in rhythm, when he gets that shot going, when he gets the floater going, all those things. But it just seems like the running theme has been he can't do those things in the playoffs when defenses get more physical, more handsy.
We'll put him on. Fana's listening. He wants on. All right. John Fana, Fox Sports, college basketball. He joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What?
What a greeting from you. Happy summer, Ken.
I read your tweet, and I thought it was left at that, and then all of a sudden I'm getting phone calls from you here on the show, John. You're doing a run-in on me. Well, go ahead. Let me have it. What's the problem?
I would never run into you, Ken, and by that would... That would cause Cleveland to shake if I ran into you. I mean, more so from me.
What's
but
the matter,
God.
John? What's wrong? I know
there
you wanted Darius Garland jettisoned. Well, here's what you get him jettisoned for. You rethinking it now?
Whoa. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. All I have said now for a couple of years is that I have not bought him as a playoff player. He can help you get to where the Cavaliers got. Now, I will say this. The argument is convenient when you look at this postseason, right? Like, this is – would you guys agree this is the worst-case scenario as it pertains to this argument? Because, as Anthony said, yeah, he's been in the league 6 years, but in this particular postseason, we didn't – it's like an incomplete, you know? It's like an NA. We don't know what the full answer is to this point in terms of how Darius Garland is as a postseason player, because coming off...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
His best regular season were his value. And I think that's why the trade argument's being made here, guys, is his value has never been in a place like it is now coming off the regular season that he had. But this postseason was incomplete for him. You can't accurately grade it when you consider the injury. So, look, I'm not here to bury the guy. Here's what I am here to say. Of the core four, everyone's like, are you going to blow it up? I don't believe that trading one piece of a core four and exploring an option to try to better your team is blowing it up, or, you know, everybody gets into the extremes. I am in favor, though, when you look at the Cavaliers, like, three postseasons is a long time. It's a long time in the NBA. Like, we do have sample size of this group of not working.
I understand we have a sample size of it. But to make some of the moves here, like, listen, I'm not that far off from you about this. Like, I'm open-minded to some of this stuff. They've lost twice in a row now in the second round. I have to be open-minded to it. But, good God, we're talking ourselves into Jalen Suggs. Why? Because we loved him coming out of college. We're talking ourselves into guys. Again, they're not, it's not Caruso. It's not McConnell. It's guys like that. Like that. That doesn't seem, I mean, good God, you live basketball. This is your life, John. You don't see how reckless, how irresponsible that seems?
But the Twitter trade machine is for entertainment purposes.
But I got the guy next to me who's the biggest, who's got the biggest brain on basketball in the station, who's a full-time employee here, John, no disrespect to you, who's telling me that he would make these trades.
Well,
that,
he's not a Twitter guy. Hold on.
I don't think Anthony's saying that to that degree.
I have to say, what I have been strongly urging is they've got to figure out if losing Garland can help make Evan Mobley into the player that he can be. And what I mean by that is the high usage of the two guards, I think in some ways is holding the unicorn from being, holding them back from being the true unicorn. And it could be that losing Darius Garland for a more defensive minded, doesn't need the ball in his hands consistently to have an impact type player could actually help the team's ceiling because Evan Mobley could reach his ceiling quicker.
Look, I agree with that, but the same argument. The reason why I made the argument 2 years ago on this very show was because I didn't believe and still don't believe that for the Cavaliers to reach their apex, to reach their very, very, very best point in the playoffs, whether that's winning a championship, making the NBA Finals, I don't know. Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland both need the basketball in their hands to flourish. They do. Darius Garland is undersized, and I don't fully trust him in the toughness column, in the defense column, and in the physicality column. And when you couple that with Mitchell and Garland, it's a square peg round hole thing. They're trying to make it work. They tried. They're two good guys. Darius Garland is a high character individual who works hard, and I have nothing bad to say about what he's given the Cavaliers organization. It just doesn't work for this franchise to get to the next level, in my humble opinion. Yes, it's Mobley. Mobley still has a lot of untapped things. But to me, Garland and Mitchell, they're not the same player. Mitchell is far better than Garland. But they do a lot of the same things. And that doesn't work when you get to the postseason where all five guys on the floor in the finals right now between these two teams and even in the Eastern Conference Finals, they do different things. They bring different things to the table. To me, there's too many similarities to what Garland and Mitchell need to have success, where Garland's always going to play second fiddle, and it just hasn't fit. It doesn't.
I don't know how you can look at a team that won 64 games last year and say it just doesn't fit.
Playoffs are a different monster. They're a different entity and a different monster.
Well, wait a minute. The team that won 68 games is in the finals right now in the playoffs, and they're in a 1-1 series. So what do you mean it's a different monster? So we have to change. We have to make a change that big to go ahead and make it further into the postseason.
That's a big change. Is it that big of a change?
Hell yeah! I think it's a big change.
I think to me, Mobley or Mitchell being out is a big change. I don't think I've seen enough from Darius Garland in the playoffs to sit here and say what a sizable, you know, like what a massive change by the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think you're recalibrating. You're recalibrating your formula. And I think in the NBA, you have to do it. The New York Knicks don't make the conference finals without being bold. They don't. And they don't come as close as they did in the NBA finals without being bold. I think you always have to be looking at outside the box. Are there reckless suggestions? Yes. But that's with any trade scenario that you're going to have. You know, I'm not saying that Kobe Altman should pull the trigger on some of these things, but I also think I've seen enough to say this isn't working. You want to see another postseason of it, and I respect that argument, but I humbly disagree.
All right. Well, John, I mean, we'll reach an impasse, so I guess this is where the phone call just ends. I still respect
Catch
you. You know I love
you. Afternoon drive tomorrow at 4 on 92.3 The Fan.
Is that what this was
that's
all about? Was this
right
up? Did they get you to call just for that reason,
you
Fanta?
Back on? You want to put him back on?
I'm a little worried that we just got bamboozled here.
Did you just do that?
What, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm just here to play ahead or behind.
That, no, damn it.
R.I.P. That segment's
hey,
not behind
what?
Us.
You know what? He's the one who's going to get the phone call, not me. So fine, you go ahead and say it, John. I don't care.
Cease and or desist.
I don't care if you're not an actual full-time employee and you're just adjacent to it. You're going to get the same call I do, bud. Thanks to John Fanta calling in, giving us a visit. I've said my piece on it. I've said it a million times over. I know, but I do know this. If Chris is saying it, then it's definitely being shopped. Sure. I can't say it's definitely happening, but it's being shopped.
Yeah, that's why for anybody just tuning in now, Chris Fedor lands. I think it's a bombshell because it's coming from Chris. He talks repeatedly. He talks always with members of the organization. And for him to come on here and say, you know, over the weekend, it was Saturday with Earl and Spence, that he thinks this needs to happen. Talking about Garland's defensive liability and considering all the discussions we've had since their season got cut short again in the second round, I think there's a reason you're seeing all the aggregators and people around the NBA talk about this. Like, I didn't think they were really going to trade Garland. I thought they would just run it back again and say, well, he was injured. Like John Fanta just said, it's an incomplete for what he did in the playoffs. Now, I'm starting to think they really could be trading Darius Garland.
Mayfield underneath center, takes the snap. He gives the ball. Chubb at the 5, Chubb at the 2, Chubb at the 1. Chubb's in! Touchdown, Nick Chubb!
Touchdown number 8 on the season for Nick Chubb rushing.
Mayfield under center, gives the ball. Chubb's coming out to the left. He's getting led by Wyatt Teller. He's at a 15, 10, 5, corner, touchdown, Nick Chubb! He's done it again!
He is amazing.
Once he got to the 15, he was gone. A 20-yard touchdown run by Nick Chubb. Mayfield from his own 30 on second and 10. Turns, gives, Chubb runs. 30, 35, there he goes, 40, 45, 50, there he goes, 40. He's running to the river. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Nick Chubb.
Is he in the river yet?
He's in the river. And the Browns lead 30 to 10. He just hit him for 70.
Audio courtesy of the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network in your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. As we say goodbye to Nick Chubb, getting ready to sign with the Houston Texans today. In the words of the late, great Warren Zevon, enjoy every sandwich, enjoy every run that he ever had. I got to do that, man. If Quinshon...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judkins ends up being great. It's like every big run. Hold on. Witnesses. Or maybe the time is gone. I'm not sure.
You know,
I will miss Nick.
We had a caller earlier in the show. It was like, he was incensed. He was like, I'm, you know, done with the Browns. And we hear that all the time, guys. And obviously, we all come back. This one is a little more hurtful because unlike Joe Thomas, who was just amazing, right? And a Hall of Fame talent from day one. But... you don't watch a left tackle as much. You do, Kenny, but most fans
don't.
They put on the jersey of a quarterback, a running back, wide receiver, and they go
follow the ball.
And they follow that guy. Mm-hmm. And that's what you do with Nick Chubb. And the payoff was evident every single time he touched the ball. The guy averaged over 5 yards a carry. He had the big runs. He had those runs where he just found a way to fall forward another 3 yards than any other running back would get. Electrifying. He was a touchdown, could be a touchdown machine. In an era, remember, when he took over, we didn't score touchdowns. It was hard to get touchdowns. I know it's a very simple thing to say in the game of football. Nick Chubb got into the end zone. Teams are trying to stop Nick Chubb, and he was scoring touchdowns. And it really marks an end of an era. It's so sad. He didn't get a send-off. He didn't get anything like that. You know, it's just an abrupt end. That's how it ends for most guys in sports. It does end abruptly. And in this case, it stinks. You know, I don't think Nick Chubb's going to go on a very public anti-Browns tour.
No.
I don't think you'll see that at all. So I think fans can be free to watch him in Houston, still root for him, even though it is Houston, and we know there's some prior history there. But you know, I asked you earlier, like, I can see myself going out of my way and watching him 100%. And still cheering for him.
Oh, 100%. You asked where he kind of stacks up because I mentioned him with Jose Ramirez. I think Jose, I mean, if we're actually like power ranking the generation or something like that, which I'm not actually trying to do and hit the music or anything, no. But if like I was going to do the generation, it's like, all right, I think Jose is probably number one. Do you find LeBron in this generation or no?
It's been a while.
7 years, 8 years.
Yeah, but I would say like, let's say my adult life, right? My adult life in this city, LeBron obviously brought the championship, okay? I know he's very, very polarizing, but for me, for sports, just for the sports and for what he's meant to the city, he's going to be number one. And then, you know, Jose, Chubb, I mean, Myles Garrett, the player that he is, belongs there. Joe Thomas belongs there. For fan favorites, I mean, Chubb is always going to be close to the top.
Myles is obviously highly regarded. I don't feel the same.
He's a fan favorite on Sundays. He's a fan favorite on Sundays. Can we just leave it at that?
There has been controversy. There has been drama. There's certainly that way. With Nick, you never had it. With Jose, he never let you have it. LeBron certainly has come with a lot of drama. Nick never let you have any drama, good, bad, whatever. And I think that's what made him perfect for the fan base is what can I be critical of? What can I be critical of? You can find people. If I 216-474-0098, if I start throwing out numbers and saying, can I find any Myles Garrett haters out there? I beat the drum loud enough. There will be somebody who comes out of the woodwork and probably more than one. Same thing with LeBron. The reason why I think Jose and Nick are different, you're not going to find any. You're not going to find any. Now, you could find, no, you can't really even find even people being critical of the two. It's a third rail. What is there to be really critical of either? None. The Browns, and you know what? Nick was so good, I think it made a lot of people, or at least made the Browns, think differently about how they wanted to involve their analytics. You know, when we had the arguments, not you and me, I think you were on the same page about paying Nick. When I had the arguments with people about paying Nick money a few years ago, the Browns lined up and paid him money. And there were so many people, well, that's not analytics. You let these guys go. You bring in the next one in. You're not going to pay running backs. And I kept saying it till I was blue in the face. Yes, when that running back is just an also-ran, you would usually do it that way. This is Nick Chubb. This is different. Nick is one of the top three running backs in the game. When you're unsure of your quarterback situation or you want to get your quarterback going in the right direction there or whatever it was at that time, then you pay Nick Chubb to stay around. And I think any team that's good would pay Nick Chubb to stay around if Nick were still at that level when we were arguing about him back then. Now, I just don't want to hear anything else. They don't think that he's a very good player anymore. They think his best years are behind him. And you're in the business of winning football games. That's fine. But I don't think that they're very clear of their goal. What is their goal? I don't know what it is. I think people have different answers for what the Browns are. There's been years, definitely, we're trying to get to the playoffs. And then there's been many years, we are trying to get to next year's draft. What's the goal of this team? The moves you would say that they made can go into either category, betting on the future or trying to win now. Jair Alexander, great cornerback, just got released by the Packers. And I keep saying, hey, this makes sense. The Browns could sign him. Okay, great player, fine, sign him. What does that do for what you're trying to do? What does that mean? So if they don't sign him, are they all in or not all in? What does that mean? So that's a question that we're going to have to try to answer throughout this entire series of off-season stuff. What are they doing that tells me they're going in one direction or the other, other than just lining up on Sundays and getting beat or lining up on Sundays and maybe winning? There is a Hall of Famer who thinks that if the Cavs make a change to their core four, they don't have to look far. Here's Shaq. Hit it.
To the Cleveland Cavaliers general manager, what the f*** are you doing? Why is Amani Bates in the f***ing G League? What the f*** is going on? This motherfucker can play. The last game you put him in, he had, what, 7 threes? Don't you think you need that for a f***ing championship? Whoever you are, general manager for Cleveland, what the f*** are you doing?
That's the big podcast with Shaq and Adam Lefko. Can you tell him what the bleep Mike Gansey's thinking there, Tone?
Probably they've seen him in the G League playing against inferior competition and shooting terribly all season.
Me, Shaq, you're telling me you know more about basketball than Shaquille O'Neal? You know more about basketball than Shaquille O'Neal?
Well, my guess is Shaq watched him put up 25 against the Indiana Pacers. Who played in that game, by the way? What was that?
I would imagine Enrique Freeman played in that game.
Okay, no, they actually played their starters for a quarter.
The Pacers did,
except for Halliburton.
I'm surprised you're saying you know more about a guy who's on
Appreciation Day
inside the NBA. I'm surprised to hear you say that. Where do you get off?
Amani Bates shot 31% in the G League from three-point range. That is so laughably bad.
Plenty of room for improvement.
You can literally, in some of these games, take the ball out of the net, dribble the ball up to the top of the key, set shot three-pointer if you want.
But what if he's
30%.
A gamer?
Maybe he's a playoff riser. We don't know until he gets shots in the playoffs. Shaq's right. I'm flip-flopping. Get him in there.
Listen to how sarcastic you're being. You wanted to play the audio just so you could be sarcastic
with
Shaq.
It is fun to see Bates get the shots up. You would think it's hard to get a bunch of shots up sometimes because you get fatigued. You'd think, well, it's tough. You got to get the window. You got to free yourself up. You got to do ball movement. To watch him get the shots up like he does is pretty impressive.
Guy over here ripping on Shaquille O'Neal. Who do you want to trade Darius Garland for again? Yeah, tell everybody who you want to trade Darius Garland for.
Can't make shots if you don't get them up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.